Fueling the Future with Brian Adams and Co-Energy Propane. I'm Frank Bonacristi. Brian, good to see you again.
Good to see you, Frank.
So, Co-Energy, the CO doesn't stand for Central Oregon, which is where you're headquartered. It stands for what?
For co-op. So, Co-Energy Propane was started in 2001 by two electric co-ops. In Central Oregon, that's Centra Electric Co-op, and out of Philomath, Oregon, is Consumer Power, which are both electric co-ops that serve rural communities here in the state of Oregon.
So how long has Co-Energy been around?
So Co-Energy was founded in 2001. So we've been around for roughly 23 years now.
Okay. So as we look down the road, what's the future for propane?
Yeah, I think propane has a very bright future. In the state of Oregon, propane makes up roughly 4 to 5% of the total energy use within the state. And we feel that that continues to grow and that there's a bigger demand and a bigger place for propane in that energy complex. Not only because propane today is a very, very low carbon intensity fuel, meaning that compared to a lot of the other types of energy sources out there, it does very well in comparison. It has the minimal impact on the environment. But moving forward, Co-Energy and the industry is moving towards renewable propane. And renewable propane, based on the feedstock, has essentially a zero carbon output. And so even though propane today has a very good story around the environment and its impact, it's moving towards where it has a zero carbon footprint, which is really great for the environment and for Co-Energy propane as a whole.
What's the differences between natural gas and propane?
One of the big differences between natural gas and propane is natural gas is methane, and methane is very bad for the environment. Carbon gets a lot of the attention, but methane lasts longer and has a more detrimental effect on the environment. And so when we hear a lot of getting rid of natural gas or limiting natural gas, propane kind of gets thrown into that mix because it is a gas, a heating gas as well, and it only makes up such a small portion of the overall energy complex. It's kind of hard to carve that out by itself. But the biggest difference is natural gas is methane gas, and propane has zero methane in the product when it's combusted.
We're talking with Brian Adams at Co-Energy Propane. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Frank.
Clean, positive energy. Learn more at coenergy.net.